and welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever, right here on the Sideshow Network. It's the show where we tell you about our shit-tacular comic book collection. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean.
And bringing two more issues to you today.
Yeah, we got some good stuff. This one isn't new, but we did actually get a chance to go to Mile High Comics.
Yes, in Denver. Yeah, I grew up in Denver, so we were back there visiting my family for the holiday, and we were able to go to the Jason Street location of Mile High Comics, which is, something crazy like 60,000 square feet of space. It's in a warehouse.
It's literally huge. It's just a giant warehouse full of comic books.
It's overwhelming how much stuff they have.
I love it, though.
Yeah, it was great. It was just, wow, there's a lot of stuff.
Yeah. No, we got some great stuff because they have like $100,000 comics or something. I like the way that they described it in that.
Dollar comics. So they had dollar comics, and they said that they usually have about 100,000 of them. Not $100,000 comics.
Well, they might have some. Well, no.
They do. They might. But actually, we're saying that for the dollar comics, they had a total of at least 100,000. Yeah.
And they have all – and it's really cool because I got all sorts of random toys. And
yeah.
I bought a Wonder Man action figure.
Yes, you did.
That was a good day.
It was a great day.
You know, they have all sorts of stuff that like you really don't get a chance to see out anywhere because it's stuff that's it's out of print or it's just hard to find, So.
And I made friends with a cat.
And there was a cat.
So that was really exciting for me.
And it's very nice. It's set up in a way where
it's very organized.
It's very organized, and despite having tons of stuff, and you can kind of sit down, take a minute, which is great. You need that in a store like that, because when you're usually in a comic book store, you're usually fighting for space against a bunch of sweaty people.
Space.
Yeah, there's a lot of space. So. Good looks. We'll talk about one of the books we bought later, so we got some good stuff from there. But this first book is from 1994. It is Damage, Volume 1 from July 1994. Damage number 4.
Mm-hmm.
Damage, of course, is...
terrible.
Well, he's not that great, no. this is a very, DC,
he's the worst.
90s, young hero attempt.
Boo.
It's like, guys, there's something new. I mean, he's obviously, though, got very strong ties to the DC universe because his grandfather, I just read it. I think, he's the son or the grandson of the Golden Age Adam. And, he's related to, he's got this DNA of all these different heroes, a lot of JSA guys. And, basically he shoots Explodey from his hands.
Yep.
And he's very inexperienced.
Yeah.
So he's a kid.
He's really terrible.
But he's a kid.
Sure, whatever.
He's a teenager. So you have no sympathy for him.
No, I don't.
And on the cover, it's Damage fighting. Well, he's being distracted by Wildheart with a Y because
it's
the 90s. And Wildheart, friend or foe, we don't know who she is, but she shoots stuff out of her hands. And Damage is looking up at her, as is his adversary for the book Troll, who is just some random. Beefy monster.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, so we start off with him. Oh, we start off actually with some guy from, I think, a previous issue.
Yeah.
It was from last issue named Flack.
Yeah, and he's in the hospital.
He's the biggest man ever in a hospital bed.
Yeah, but I think, isn't he in the hospital because he's just, trying to kick back? He doesn't actually need to be there.
Yeah, he's faking amnesia, but he's a criminal mercenary faking amnesia. And, he's just sitting there and... As he's in the hospital, he's watching the TV, and he reads this news about Damage and Troll apparently fighting in downtown...
Wherever.
Atlanta. I think they're in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right.
And just a big explosion, and just, whatever.
Shit's going down.
And
Damage not doing so hot.
No, he's not.
No.
This is called Troll's Day.
Whatever.
Stupid. don't like it.
Nope.
So yeah, so he's, you know, Troll is just basically like
pummeling the fuck out of damage.
He's pummeling the fuck out of damage. He looks like I can best describe him as Hulk 2099.
Sure.
He's big, he's big and green, he's got pointy ears.
Yeah, he's got, like, elf ears.
He's got elf ears, he's got, like, friggin' giant log mullet.
Yeah.
You know? And he's got big teeth, but he talks like, you know, hey, yous guys.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Kind of deal.
Yeah.
So Damage, Damage is tapped out because Damage is young and he doesn't have much.
Yeah, because apparently this fight is continuing from last issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, he's not doing too great. So, basically, what he's trying to do right now is just dodge Troll.
Yeah, just trying to get away from him.
And finally, like, he finds a live wire, and Troll steps into some electricity, and he electrocutes him, and Troll falls down, and he's like, haha, I win. But then, he's like, wait, I'm forgetting something. This is Damage.
Yeah.
Oh, and you know what he's forgetting? He's forgetting the Troll regenerates.
Right. Yeah, because apparently this is how this monster operates.
Right, and Damage is just like, all these people are crowding around him, and he's just like, oh, I'm forgetting something. Because he's dumb.
Why would he, I give him slack.
I give him no pass.
And it's funny because there's like these onlookers. There's these onlookers that are looking, they're looking at a Troll as he's out, and they're like, hey, look at these tusks on him. They must be worth something.
Oh, yeah, this one guy's trying to like take his tusks like he's a fucking elephant.
Because that's what you would do if you find a monster or some, or
like a monster who's like
a humanoid, because he's
who can talk.
A good talk, and when you just find him and you're just like, oh, I'm going to go grab his teeth.
Yeah.
I'm
going to rip those out of his face. That's a good idea.
I'm going to rip those out of my face with my non-strong hands.
Yeah, and then finally, like, Damage remembers. He's like, oh no, he regenerates, and, like, Troll, and I don't blame him here, grabs the guy who's, like, trying to pull his teeth and, like, throws him.
No, he doesn't. He rips him in half.
Oh, is that what happened? Oh, we're Splorch.
He goes, Splorch, and he just literally
rips. Why does that guy have so much saliva in his mouth?
I don't know, actually.
That's gross.
I think he gives it to Troll, because Troll's got all saliva.
That's right, he's all wet.
They must have made out or something.
Yeah.
But,
Well, that guy kind of deserves it to try to pull that guy's teeth.
Yeah, he sucks. Yeah, so body count is one.
Deserved.
Deserved. So, as Troll's about to get the jump on Damage.
Who's armed with a stick, by the way.
Yeah, because he's tapped out, his shoulder's bummed.
He's like 16 years old, his shoulder's all fucked up.
Well, maybe he's getting beat up. You know?
I have no sympathy for
Damage. Oh, that's right, I forgot. but it just says about Troll's about to get a jump on him. Wildheart shows up. Wildheart, who looks like,
I don't really even know.
She's got like Cruella de Vil hair.
She's wearing what look like ski boots.
Yeah, she's wearing like, she's just randomly like dressed in purple and white.
Yeah, it's like a ski suit, and like she's got these weird, like a strap thing that like goes across her chest and around her waist and then around her thigh.
Yeah, what do these do?
They don't do anything, but then they look so loose that they're like just hanging. It's weird.
Like, what do they do in the sense that that helps her? Because she's basically just shooting like pink energy out of her
hands. Yeah, she's got like some energy chip.
I probably should have looked her up, but I'm assuming she probably doesn't have barely a presence.
Yeah, I'm gonna guess it's like her only appearance.
Well, I think maybe this is probably the next book, and then they're like, "Yeah, you know what? We're not gonna worry about her."
Yeah. So then we go to.
So now we're back in somewhere else at the Symbolix facility,
sure.
Which I think this is where.
Isn't this where Troll like originated from, or whatever?
This is where Troll originated, and also Grant or Damage was sort of created.
Oh,
you know, or so sort it's, of imbued with all these different.
It's a bad lab.
Yeah, it's one of those creepy labs. And there's a guy here who has.
Excuse me.
I don't know who he is exactly.
I don't know what the fuck this guy's problem is.
I think he's.
A guy?
Is this.
I don't know who this guy is.
Iron Monroe? No, sure. It can't be Iron Monroe.
No. So this guy has a metal arm, which, you know, fine. But. He's wearing pants, and on top of those pants, he's wearing a metal codpiece.
Yeah, he's like David Bowie from Labyrinth.
Yeah, but like, not good.
Here's actually the way I see these pants. Okay.
Are they just like, does he have a metal crotch?
That's what I'm thinking. Like, he's got a pants, but like,
so he's
the crotch is cut out and he's just showing his metal batch.
He's got chaps and he's just showing off his metal batch?
Yeah. Which is so much better. That makes so much more sense.
I don't understand why he's got a metal crotch.
But these guys are also involved in some sort of drug trade.
Wait, we're glossing over the metal crotch. What is going on? Why?
Maybe he's got a bionic dick and arm.
I don't know if I'm okay.
I got a bionic dick in my hand.
How does that work? Is it like a fuck machine? Like, what's going on with that? Does it like, it has like gears? It goes like, how does, I'm confused. Why is he drawn this way?
I don't know.
This is bullshit.
But he, like, looks like a regular dude, kind of.
He's
looks
got
like
dick power.
I don't know. I don't know if he in...
Or he's just really concerned about his dick.
I think it's that. I think he's just like, you know what? I've had some dick accidents in my line of work.
Some dick accidents.
So I think it's best if I just make myself some bionic underwear and put on some chaps. Yeah. And that's how I'm gonna walk around.
I'm gonna wear this metal cod piece over jeans.
And they keep referring to
Mother. I don't know what that means.
There's something in this book. Okay, here's the thing. I feel like we should probably like understand this better. Mm. But like, and then I think this
do
is what's.
Wait, do I want to?
No, that's okay, the thing. Good. I think this is what sets us apart from the other comic book shows.
Oh, is they actually care about what's going on?
Yeah. Like they actually go. Like they actually like. Well, we'll read this and explain it to you, so you know, if you have it, you could follow it along.
No,
or you could just like, no, we're not doing that.
No, we don't do that. We don't take time to do research,
especially when there's guys wearing metal underwear and chaps.
Metal fucking crotches. This is much more important than research.
Exactly.
That it truly is what sets us apart.
So I guess there's.
Oh yeah, and then so after they're done talking about whatever, we cut to a guy.
This is Iron Monroe.
Okay. So he is dressed like he is in a German new wave band.
Yes. Yeah, he does look like that. That's kind of how he looks. But yeah, he does look like he belongs in Struzende Neubauten, or however the fuck you say it. Or like he should be, like he's the road manager for Sisters of Mercy. Yeah, back to last episode.
Yeah, I mean, but like from 1985 or something.
So he's like, he's been hanging out with Skinny Puppy. You know, he's seen some shit.
Yeah, oh,
him,
yeah.
Him and Ogre are boys.
Yeah, they've seen definitely seen some shit. Like, he's got, like, these round glasses, and he's wearing all white, except for, like, a blue turtleneck, and he's got, like, I don't know, like, fingerless gloves on and big boots. It's just, he's a little ridiculous.
When this guy walks on, all I hear is Peter Schilling, Major Tom.
Yeah, pretty much.
4, 3, 2.
Yeah, that's what's going on here.
Yes.
It's all Send Me an Angel, just playing over and over again.
Send Me an Angel.
Oh, you know that song.
I know what song that is. Yeah.
They used to play it at goth clubs. They used to play a lot of new wave at goth clubs.
No, that makes sense. Yeah. I felt like that was kind of
That one's played. It was because they did like an 89 remix or something that was like a big deal.
Okay.
By Real Life.
See, maybe I was thinking I get that song mixed up with like it being a part of that movie Date with an Angel. But it's not.
Oh yeah. No,
because
it's not.
That's Steve Winwood.
Yes, it is.
You know.
I loved that movie.
Yeah.
My sister and I had it taped on VHS, and we watched it so many times you could barely see it.
And a plug for I find that hilarious.
Oh yeah, we loved it so much. I did when I was little. I actually would love to see it again because when I was younger, I loved that fucking movie.
And a plug for a fellow Sideshow Network show, We Hate Movies. Yeah. That's a great discussion about that film as one of their episodes. It's quite good.
Yeah, and I had forgotten that movie existed until they did that episode. Then I was like, oh shit, that's right. I remember this movie.
I remember it.
Where she eats French fries and makes weird squeaky noises.
Yeah.
It's a great movie.
Anyway, so this is not Date with an Angel, though.
No.
Actually,
no.
I would rather prefer this was Date with an Angel.
Yeah.
So, because we got fucking
Iron Monroe, and he's like going into a warehouse to find some sort of like nanite drug.
Okay, because so earlier they referred to this drug called Stardust.
Yes.
Crotch Man and Other Guy. So he's referring to this drug called Stardust that apparently they're having a hand in shipping, and it's got like nanites in it and stuff. And Iron Monroe, instead of just having like regular like thought boxes, for some reason he has like they're written like they're handwritten.
Yeah, and it looks like a piece of paper that's been ripped. I don't really.
Yes.
Know why he's got these stupid boxes.
But he's looking around for this stuff, and he's looking around for this stuff, and you know he gets caught by the. I think this guy's name is the Baron.
Yeah.
He looks like the fucking Rocketeer.
Yeah, I was going to say, he looks like the Rocketeer.
Oh, he's just like the Rocketeer, but apparently he's German. So apparently this is a new German new way. Apparently this is what goes on in Kraftwerk.
Yeah.
But anyway, so back to
the fight with
the
Troll. And Wildheart is like zapping him, and he's just.
Yeah, Wildheart's zapping him, and he's getting off on it, which is gross.
Yeah, he's like hitting on her, which is gross.
Yeah, at one point.
And then he like. Damage is just getting knocked backwards. He's completely useless in this fight, and like,
which at one point, you know, because I think he does it on purpose, maybe because maybe he's just trying to build up like an energy blast or something. I don't know. But yeah, Troll at one point quotes that tag team song "Whoop There It Is" because it's 1994.
Yeah,
and fuck it. You know?
Yeah.
It's already been 2 years. DC's just like,
I had the Mighty Ducks soundtrack.
Yeah.
That song is on there.
Yeah, so he's gonna start doing, maybe he'll reference Rex FX later. I don't know. Yeah, I'm like, yo, Troll's just being a creep. He's trying to make out with this girl, and then he punches her really far.
Yeah. Oh, no, he punches Damage, and then, like, he kisses her.
He kisses her, and then she goes, yuck.
And she goes, yuck, and she zaps him, and then he goes, I'll show you yuck. And he, like, kicks her, like, really far, like a kickball.
Well, I don't know if he kicks her. I don't know what he does. Where's his foot?
I don't know. That's what I was trying to figure out. Is that his foot?
No, he swipes her. He just goes, swipe, because you see his hands moving.
Is that what's going on?
Yeah, either that or he's using his dick.
Sure. I don't know. He kind of just looks like he's doing the Creed Jesus pose in that picture. I can't really tell what's happening.
He's saying with arms wide open, really loud.
With arms wide open, smack.
Is this guy Scott Stapp?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, that's good. I would like to think that this is a prequel to
Scott
the band.
Stapp
Creed.
Saw that and said, "Oh, good idea. It's Jesus-like."
Jesus. So
I don't know. He kicks her, and like Damage is just like, oh.
He goes back after Damage.
And I don't understand how this next part happened exactly, because Damage gets in a garbage truck because he's like, I know, I'll jump into this garbage truck and I will drive it into the Troll. And when he does that, the pavement just gives way for some reason.
Well, because it's on an incline, but it gives way because Troll jumps, and lands on the street.
Oh.
And then he gets hit with the truck.
So it's too much weight, and
it just
kind of
crushes him in there. I mean, they're just laying waste to Atlanta, let's be
honest. Yeah, so basically
here.
They fall through the street into the subway below.
Yes.
And Troll almost gets hit by a train.
He does get hit by a train.
Well, isn't that him standing on top of the train?
No, he's okay, check it out.
Explain this to me.
So what happens is he throws this truck out of there.
Uh-huh.
And he's standing in it, so and somehow this train, which, you know, there's no like tons of debris there just keeping this train coming
how
back.
How this train does not have to stop because of the pavement on the track.
No, train's coming out of here, and he's like, no fucking train's going to stop. He's like, fuck no. Literally, he just says, fuck no.
Right.
Doesn't see it, but he's like, fuck no, train's no flipping. Train's going to stop me, and then he gets hit by the train. So he's standing here because there's a train coming at him.
Oh.
And then he's like.
Okay, because this looks like he's standing on top of it.
No.
These are two separate panels.
Oh, yes.
I was like, why the fuck is he standing on top of the train?
This is what you need us to explain, guys. This is why we're doing this
for you. Yeah, totally. Okay, so he gets hit by the train.
So she goes, right. And
which
she,
the train doesn't have to stop after it hits a dude who's like 18 feet tall and like as wide as, I don't know, like a doorway. But no, it's fine.
Right, but also, too, he fell through the street.
So there should be tons of,
there's
like,
tons of debris, and yet this train has no problem just bowling him over.
It's the Snowpiercer of trains.
All trains in Atlanta are Snowpiercer.
They're all Snowpiercer trains. They just run shit over. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. And then so Damage finds Wildheart. Apparently she's been hit.
Yeah.
So far, just happens to be over where
Damage is.
No, well, it happens to be over where Iron Monroe is in the...
Oh, yes.
In the... in the drug place.
They yeah, go because and... what happens is Damage is like, here, let's get out of here before Troll comes back. And so they walk into a warehouse, which just happens to be the same warehouse that Iron Monroe is hanging out in with his band.
Iron Monroe
and the Rocketeers.
Iron Monroe and the Rocketeers, and then we get some shit with Sarge Steel.
Second Angel,
it's a good song.
It's a great song, actually.
Then there's some business with Sarge Steel and DC. Whatever. I
don't care.
Don't care. Nope. Let's get back to Smashy. So they come in, and it just happens that they're having a firefight with Iron Monroe. Rocketeer and Iron Monroe having a firefight, and they're like, "Kid, you just busted into a drug bust, and you know all the stardust." And and he's like, "What? What's going on?" And so Troll shows up, and
he shows up, and they start fighting. And the Rocketeer, like, zaps him in the face with his, like, I-beam things.
Yeah, Rocketeer apparently has I-beams.
Yeah, and so there's, like, fighting and zapping, and Wildheart is zapping. I mean, like, basically just fighting and fucking up the warehouse.
But then while that's going on, Damage and
guy from an ED, or guy from
Iron Monroe are like, we gotta do something about this. So
and they're hey, what about this drug that's made of nanites?
Yeah.
And Damage is like, good idea. So he, like, puts all the drugs in a bag, like a sack, and he, like, swings it around, and he, like, throws it in his face, and he tells him to breathe deep. So he gets, like...
He gets, like, all those drugs. He basically gets a ton of PCP in his face.
Yeah. And they're like, is he dead? And Iron Monroe's like, yep. He inhaled all the nanites.
It's like, killed a guy.
All right, good day.
It's good... So one dude's dead because he tried to grab teeth, and then this dude's dead. And then, and then Rocketeer's like, well, you're going to be dead soon, too. And
he's like, you just took all my drugs. Yeah. Iron Monroe's like, oh, yeah, I was here to get those, but we just threw it in this guy's face instead.
Yeah. So
that's the end of Damage.
That's it. That's how it ends. You know, so these three geeks are about to get killed, and I'm assuming they don't because there's more issues of this book. Whatever.
Stupid Damage.
So that's it for Damage number 4 from July 1994. Mm-hmm, would you read the next issue?
Nope. I bought this issue at Kamikaze because I was like, oh, we've never done a Damage book. And this is why we've never done a Damage book, because it's stupid.
Yeah.
So no, I would not read the next issue. Would you?
No.
I don't care about Troll Teeth Man.
Well, he's dead, it doesn't matter.
It's Iron Monroe and the fucking Rocketeers.
If they're not playing at if they're not touring with Ministry, I don't care.
Yeah, pretty much.
this is a big waste of time.
Yeah.
So that's it for Damage. Let's never talk of him again.
Good plan.
And sound so happy.
I'm so thrilled to be talking about the next book.
I don't have a problem with it.
We'll talk about it.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'll let you cut loose.
All right.
We're back.
Yeah.
We're back here on Worst Collection Ever here at Sideshow Network. with our next book for the show. It is our Marvel selection. It is Beauty and the Beast, number 1 in a 4-issue limited series, Beauty being Dazzler, and the Beast being the Beast. And on the cover here, this is from, December 1984. On the cover we have a very cool looking Bill Sienkiewicz cover.
Yeah, no, it's a good cover.
I love Bill Sienkiewicz. It's always something, because it's always, anytime you see something that he's done, he does, basically any cover he does, you know, for Marvel, which he's done a ton of, throughout the years, it's always, like, something different. It just looks different and weird, and, you know, he did a lot of Dazzler covers for some reason. Mm. He did a lot of random shit, which, God bless him. He did a lot of great Defenders covers too, I think. So I'm pretty happy with this. Anyways, so Beauty and the Beast, of course, yes. Dazzler and the Beast. On the cover, you've got Beast holding Dazzler. Dazzler is fully illuminated. Yes. I assume that is Dazzler.
Yes.
And Beast is holding her like, in the back.
Adrian,
you know, in the back. And then in the background.
He's basically like Superman holding Supergirl after she died.
Yeah. And yeah. But then you also see in the background the
face.
The face of Dr. Doom.
Yes.
Who is here.
Yes.
Because when we open up, first thing we see is Dr. Doom.
Yes.
Dr. Doom is in Latveria. Looking around at his statues.
He's got an art room.
He's got an art room, and he just kind of is like thinking to himself, he's like, man.
I love art.
He's like, humankind sucks, and humans are puny.
But we make some cool shit.
But we do make some cool shit.
We
do. Look at this Mattel electronic football game. Sometimes we are great.
Yes. Well.
And he's like,
we invented the broccoli wad.
We invented the.
If you don't know what a broccoli wad is, it is some sort of wallet endorsed by one of the guys who was on The Sopranos.
It was endorsed by Big Pussy.
Yeah.
Who's dead. Not dead in real life, but he was dead on the show.
I was like, he's not really dead.
No, he died, but he died on the show, so what? Yeah, I don't want an endorsement. I don't need his endorsement for my wallet. Didn't do him any good.
Broccoli wad.
So, yeah, he's probably. Yeah. I'd be great if he was.
I'm sure that's what's in Dr. Doom's art room.
I would love it if he's just looking at, like, a broccoli wad in the package.
It's just like a broccoli wad.
This is basically like a money clip.
And a shake weight.
You know, I
a thigh master.
He's
got all those As Seen on TV commercials just playing on a loop in the background.
He's looking at a ShamWow.
Yeah.
I sincerely hope that he has the ShamWow guy. Was it Vince Office? I think his last name is Office.
Vince Office.
I think his name is Office, right?
Oh.
Anyways, so ShamWow. ShamWow man is just there, just like, hey, we're gonna slap America Skinny. Yeah, and he's like, wow, look at this.
Slap chop.
Like he just demonstrates things on TV for Dr. Doom. Yeah. And Dr. Doom's like, I'll give you food. You just have to show me how these things work because I am fascinated by humankind.
Yeah. I would actually really love it if that was what was in his art room instead of like actual good art. It was just like bullshit you find out in the As Seen on TV store in the mall.
Look at this really cool rock. Yeah, he's so.
These are compression socks. Oh, man.
Jorts.
Snuggies with football team logos.
The Latverian Lions walking around with my Snuggie will keep me warm on these cold Latverian nights.
Yay.
Yeah, that's totally what's going on here. So he's just like, art is great.
Yeah.
And then he gets like
a letter.
No, he gets a call or something. I love that he's just like he's just sitting around talking to himself.
Yeah.
And like somebody like disturbs me. He's like, what? Somebody disturbs my meditation. Is there no peace for Doom? It's like, calm down, buddy. You're Dr. Doom.
He's really overly dramatic.
Like he's so upset that people are bugging. I was like, well, yeah, because your name is literally Dr. Doom.
I'm thinking big thoughts. Like,
slap chop. Billy Mays, how are you such a genius? And in the future, he resurrects Billy Mays.
Yeah. To just like demonstrate shit for him.
He makes him into Robo Billy Mays.
Oh man, why isn't that in a book? Robo Billy Mays.
Yeah, Marvel needs to get on that.
What the hell, man?
So he gets bothered by his
assistant
or whatever
guy.
I don't know if he has a name. It's just some schlub.
Dude with a bow tie.
Some schlub who's like, hey, I got a letter from your son. He's like,
oh, no. Like, Doom is very dramatic.
Oh, yeah. There's an Instagram account called Daily Dr. Doom, which is literally millions, like, just nothing but these kind of panels.
Where he's just
of
like,
Dr. Doom just going, just Dr. Doom just going, what the fuck? Ah, Dr. Doom.
Yeah.
You know, just being a shit,
He's a drama kid.
Oh, he is.
He's the most dramatic kid in your high school.
Yeah.
You know, everybody had that kid. That's Dr. Doom.
Yeah. You know, people love him. He's ridiculous.
No, he's fun. He's ridiculous.
It's just Dr. Doom at his doomiest, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
And it's funny because he's just like, fuck my son.
Dr. Doom cannot have a son.
I can't have a son.
No son.
He's like the opposite of like
everybody on Chopped.
Everybody on Chopped. He's just like, I can't have a son.
I'm not doing this for my son.
I'm doing this for Billy Mays. I'm using a slap chop.
Every time you watch Chopped, which is a great show, one of the chefs is always like, doing this for my son, doing this for my kid, or my dead dad.
My mommy wanted me to cook, so I'm cooking. It's like Dr. Doom just shows us, like, I'm not doing this for anybody but me. Slap chop, slap chop, slap chop.
It's like I'm bringing the slap chop to Chopped.
He just explodes Scott Conant. He's like, your meat's kind of dry. Doom doesn't make dry meat.
Aaron Sanchez is like, never use the slap chop.
I'm going to slap you, Skitty.
And Alex is just like, she just doesn't say anything. She just glares.
She just gets side-eyed.
Because that's really all she does anyway. Man, this is the best episode of Chopped ever.
I would actually like it if they did.
Why isn't there a superhero Chopped? Like, why doesn't that happen in a comic book? I would fucking love that. That would be the most amazing comic book.
Well, because then they would have to get the rights to do Chopped.
They wouldn't have to actually call it Chopped. It could be like a parody of Chopped.
Hacked.
Sliced.
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 Pureed.
Yeah. That's all.
Diced.
Diced. Do it.
I want that in real life.
Hire us, DC or Marvel.
I want that in real life where it's an episode of Chopped, but everybody's dressed as superheroes.
That's actually what happens in Batman v Superman.
Oh, is that okay?
That's actually what.
Is that the footage we're going to see tomorrow during?
I'm
not going to watch because I have to watch Red Tornado on Supergirl because I'm an idiot.
Yes,
but you know, if I'm watching Gotham, I'm also an idiot.
Well, I think at this point, Supergirl's probably the safer bet. I'll still watch Gotham later.
I'll still watch it, too.
Because it's the fall finale, or whatever the fuck those are called. Winter finale. I don't... Whatever. It's before it goes off the air for Christmas. No, I think that's what Batman v Superman's gonna be. Because that's why Wonder Man's there, and that's Aquaman. And it starts out with all four of them. And then they just go through the things, and it's just...
No, Wonder Man or Wonder Woman?
Wonder Woman?
You said Wonder Man.
Oh, I meant Wonder Woman.
Oh, okay.
He's in this book.
He's in this book, too. We'll
get to that. So it's Wonder Woman and Aquaman and Batman and Superman, and they all have baskets, and then they just have to...
Oh, so the whole show is just a celebrity chop, just a superhero chop. It's just
superhero chop. That's Batman v Superman, because that's who fights it out at the end of the dessert round.
And does he make,
he makes Napoleon.
Napoleon.
Because they always fucking make Napoleons. One of them makes ice cream and the other one's gonna make a Napoleon. Because that's what happens. I'm fucking Chopped every single episode.
Batman's like, where's the phyllo dough? I would love... Please let that be true.
That's gotta be better than the actual movie.
Anything that we make up is better than the actual movie.
This is true.
We have had many, many of hypotheses of what the show, what this movie's going to be about. And it's literally the farthest thing that probably what it is, but it's already better than what this movie's going to be.
This movie's going to be so stupid.
Anyways.
Dr. Doom.
Dr. Doom's like, fuck my son.
Doom
must lead his people to confront his enemies. Pursues Dennis City alone. Doom must have no son.
Yeah, Doom's having problems.
Yeah, Doom finds out that apparently
if you have sex with Dr. Doom, does he keep the mask on?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he probably does. He probably just like he probably just puts it out.
Oh.
That's awful. Because he don't care. He's not a lover. She just takes.
Ugh. I'm just thinking that mask is cold.
Yeah, it's probably not. It's probably not comfortable.
Probably doesn't get washed.
It probably smells.
Yeah. Doesn't get washed a lot.
Having sex with Dr. Doom, the reality.
Gross.
Anyway, so Dr. Doom apparently in this news, he's like, my son's in California. I'll keep an eye on that infantile American dreamland.
Yeah.
He's not far off.
No, he's not. He's not wrong.
Anyways, so speaking of the infantile American dreamland. Cut to Beast.
In Hollywood.
Beast is on the Hollywood sign farting around like an asshole.
This is when I start having a problem with this book.
Okay.
Because I don't feel the Beast would act the way he's acting here.
Yeah, I figured he would have a bit more humility.
Yeah, well, he's fucking genius. He's not going to walk around being like, oh gosh, Hollywood, man, I can't wait. Is anybody here on the street going to want my autograph? Ha 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 ha. And I'm like, Beast isn't going to act that way.
I mean, I know he's full of like wonder and adventure, but he like...
But he's just going to be like, oh wow, look at this. This is wonderful.
But he's dressed like in full Beast. Like, because there's the
thing. Yeah, he doesn't even put any like his civilian clothes and like walk down the street like a normal guy. Like he's jumping around and like literally jumping down to people on Hollywood Boulevard and asking them if they want his autograph.
But here, 'cause here's the thing. So 4 years earlier in that Marvel team-up,
yeah,
he's wearing shirts.
Yeah.
He's just because going he to does science
wear,
fairs.
He wears civilian clothes.
He and women are like, hey, what's up, dude?
Because he's not a fucking moron jumping around being an asshole.
Yeah, he's
rather smooth. Because he's smart, and he's funny, and he's Beast. Here, he's not that.
Yeah, he's just flopping around.
That's why I have a fucking problem with this book.
And he's talking aloud, because apparently he's talking to nobody. About the Dazzler, who apparently just says these events in this book are right after the Dazzler graphic novel, where it comes out that she's
a mutant.
A mutant, and, you know, just kind of ruined, because, you know, Dazzler is the singer and whatever.
Yes.
And it comes out that she's a mutant, and then everybody gets upset. So Beast is like, well, I'm going to go down to Hollywood Boulevard. Is he just like running around?
Yes, that's why I have
a
problem with this
book. That out of place at Hollywood Boulevard.
I mean, I guess the only good thing that I could say, okay, so this book is written by Anne Nesenti.
Oh, okay. We forgot to mention that, yes.
The only thing I can really say about this book is at least it's coherent.
Which is a very good...
I don't know what the fuck happened where on her Catwoman run, like, Catwoman would run around like this, but the thing she said doesn't even make sense.
Yeah.
She's not even having a conversation that's in the same book. But at least what Beast is thinking makes sense, even though I don't really feel he would act this way.
No, it's just,
it's out of character.
I feel it's out of character for him. Now that I think about it, and Nesenti... Yeah, this doesn't make...
make that much sense. I'm like, oh, well, okay. Like,
because here's the thing.
The plot line is coherent and whatever, but I don't feel Beast is acting in a way that speaks to how I've seen him act in other books.
Here's the thing. I've read a lot of Beast in the 80s. I've read a lot of the New Defenders and, you know, his Avengers... You know, some of his Avengers appearances. He doesn't act like this.
No, he doesn't.
He wears suits.
Of course he does. I mean, like, I've read Beast, but my biggest exposure to Beast is obviously through the X-Men cartoon back in the day. And he wore suits and civilian shit because it was really based on the comic books.
Yeah.
And this isn't.
I assume, yeah.
Yeah.
And I assume here he's looking at wax statues?
He must be. He must be in Madame Tussauds, because I'm just like, I don't know where these people came from.
Because he's looking at like
Harrison Ford and Vincent Price and Marilyn Monroe, but she should be dead by now.
Well, they're definitely dead. Like, yeah, and then there's like, apparently this is around when, it's 1984, so yeah, Temple of Doom.
Yeah.
I
don't know if they're pictures. I don't know. He's like creeping up behind them. I have no idea.
Yeah, he's just kind of creeping around. And there, it's funny because people are like, somebody's taking a picture of him. He's like, maybe a horror bag will buy this photo.
Yeah. And he's like, I'm going to go see whose feet are bigger in the cement. Mine are Rin Tin Tins. I'm just like,
it's a dog.
Fucking no.
So then he goes down, I'm assuming he's going further down Hollywood Boulevard. And he's like, hey, this looks like a shitty place.
And you're like, well, and he's like, this doesn't look like it fits in this neighborhood. And I'm like, you've never been to L.A.
It's like, is this the first time you've been there?
Because it could just be like, nice, 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 really run down random place, nice, nice, nice.
Nice, nice, nice pile of trash.
Yeah, because it's fucking L.A. It makes no sense.
Yeah, and he's kind of seeing how everybody has boycotted and...
No one likes Dazzler because there's a big anti-mutant sentiment going on.
Which is not... which is, you know, not the... Is that not unlike?
It's not uncommon.
Yeah, uncommon here. So anyway, so now we get this whole thing about Hollywood.
Yeah.
Where it's like, because Anna Tenti, Nesenti is like, it's nighttime in Hollywood. If any town has a reputation for having no rules, no values, no laws, it's this one. Hollywood isn't really anarchistic. Anarchistic, it has its rules, its own rules. Thou shalt stay out all night. Thou shalt never be bored. Thou shalt pursue the perpetual principle before all else. And we're at some party.
I think it, I don't know what the fuck this party is.
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, maybe because I'm not part of, like, the Hollywood elite or whatever, and I'm not, you know, young and famous, but I don't know if that's necessarily true.
Yeah. No, yeah, people like to stay home.
Yeah.
And, like, it's okay if you're bored.
Yeah.
It's okay. So, anyway, so...
how most people live in other places is how people live here.
Yeah. So, so Dazzler's here. Dazzler's at this party. Also, BoJack Horseman at this party.
Yeah.
We'll get to him later,
though. Yeah.
So Dazzler's at this party, and basically, you know, what happened, you know, she just got outed, and she's like, I don't want to be here, but I'm here.
Yeah.
And
this party.
And then some creepy producer's like, hey, I'm a fan. I could hook you up with a guy that, I got a guy.
Yeah. And she's like, well, you know, I have nothing else going on. Even though this, like, just happened to her, she's not going to, like, let it die down. She just immediately jumps to go with this producer guy.
Well, she needs, she needs work, you know. She's probably a thing where...
But doesn't she have a fucking agent or a lawyer or something she can run this by?
No, because they probably all dumped her.
She doesn't have any mutant lawyers. She can't call anybody she knows.
Well, you know,
she can't call Professor X and say, hey, do you have anybody I can talk to?
She wasn't really a part of the X-Men, though, at this time.
It doesn't matter if you're part of an X-Men. But don't you know that Professor X is, like, the guy?
He is. She probably does, but it's not... I don't know. She's hitting hard.
I guess.
You know, it's something where it's like she hasn't made those connections yet, I don't think.
I guess.
Because she doesn't even know who Beast is. Or she knows Beast, but she doesn't know him.
Right, she knows of him.
She knows of him, you know. She doesn't really know much of anything because she's, like, this is kind of when she start... Even though she's pretty... involved with the Marvel Universe because she had her own series and everything.
Yeah.
It, you know, shit still kind of goes.
Yeah.
You know, sour. I think her book's still going on actually at this point. But so yeah, so the super producer's like, hey, look, I can get you in with a place where you could perform.
New York.
Is this out in New York?
No, you can work.
Oh, yeah, you can work. And she's like, I want to get working, you know. And, you know, I know this guy. He has a talent. He performs with the underground because that's where it's at. And I'm like, all right, great. Indie.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the early hipsters. She takes him over to the place for Hugo Longride.
Uh-huh.
Which, shockingly, not a porn guy.
Should be.
So,
there's Hugo Longride.
And so she's singing for him, which, you know, I always love it when they write lyrics.
Oh, I know, it's terrible.
For people, and it's always like, this is like Nightcat.
Yeah.
Kind of lyrics. Where she's singing, I don't know what the fuck, I mean, obviously.
Well, Dazzler didn't turn out like the way that Stanley had hoped. That's why we got Nightcat in the first place.
Exactly, yeah, this is her reason.
So there's more fucking lyrics for this one. It's just, ugh.
Yeah. So she's basically signs on Mr. Long. I mean, there's a lot of like.
He pushes her to sign this contract. She doesn't have anybody else sign it. So she signs it, whatever. Like, she doesn't even read the fucking thing. And then she goes out with that producer guy who, like, gets her really drunk and, like, parades her in front of the paparazzi and shoves her in a pool so people can take pictures. But, like, something's going on with her powers where they just start leaking out of her hands.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Yeah. Yeah, there's probably more to this, whatever.
Yeah, but after all this partying goes on, she, like, sees on the front of the paper that she's been called the Queen of Decadence.
Slow news day, huh?
Yeah, it must be. Because, I mean, like, literally, it's, like, a huge, above-the-fold Dazzler, Queen of Decadence on the front page of the newspaper.
Yeah, I think it's funny, because, I just like when it just happens that, you know, the main character of the book, like, the newspaper just happens to be about them.
Yeah.
You know.
And I realize that she's famous. But even in LA, we get like real news on the front page of the LA
Guys,
Times.
Fucking.
This is not the gossip section. This is the front page of like
there
the
are other
movies.
There's other stuff going on in 1984. There's the Olympics.
Yeah.
There's
stuff.
What Punky Brewster is coming up. Or no, wait. Shit, no, that's too early.
I don't know, I'd have to look.
Oh, wait, maybe Punky Brewster. Is there a Police Academy movie?
Probably.
Oh, you know, Steve Guttenberg.
Yeah,
you know,
he's
doing. Damn, what happened in 1980? Or Dream? There's a movie called.
I would actually have to look.
Karate Kid!
Oh, yeah.
Karate Kid!
There you go.
Big deal here, okay? She does not need the front page. This is Ralph Macchio's time.
Yeah.
It's
true.
So she's all really kind of she doesn't like it. So she goes to a film rap party.
Yeah.
And basically she's talking to I'll just call him BoJack Horseman. His name is Rocker, I guess.
Yeah, whatever. He's BoJack Horseman.
But he's BoJack Horseman. He's got a horse face, but it's not. But not really a horse face. Yeah, it's like
pseudo horse face.
Pseudo horse face. It's
like a person horse face. It's really weird. But he has hooves for feet.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So he's and so he's talking to this guy. This horse face is talking to lady.
Yeah.
Dazzler, and he's like, hey, you're going to be in this old Muti theater. And she's like, what? I didn't know that.
Yeah, apparently she did not, again, didn't read her contract.
Well, she literally just, like, the guy was like, sign here, my name is Hugo Longride, sign here.
Yeah, and she's like, oh, okay, but unfortunately, she just joined up with, like, an all-mutant theater.
And apparently it's not just, like, it's not just her singing, it's other bullshit.
Yeah.
You know? And so, but it just also at this party is, Beast and Wonder Man, because apparently Wonder Man is friends with whoever this movie is, and he goes to this Hollywood party and he takes Beast with him, and they're just like, he's like, hey, there's Dazzler, you know, he's kind of, she's want, you know, they're observing how BoJack Horseman be creepy to her.
Yeah. But the other thing that kind of pisses me off is, like, so they're watching BoJack Horseman be creepy to her, but he's also giving her information that she needs about this this company that she's joined up with. And instead of letting him get all that information out, Beast just, like, goes over and is like, don't talk to the lady. And you're like, well, damn it, now, like...
Which for no reason, because maybe she doesn't... Because she's not really... Like, she's showing she's not, like, really interested
and
in
he's,
talking to him.
I mean, he's talking to her, but he's not really even like, hey, baby, look at those tits. He's, like, literally giving her information about the place that they're going to work.
Yeah, because she's talking about, like, well, it's all mutants. What kind of shows are they? He's like, what do you mean you don't know, babe?
Yeah.
And it's like, I mean, yeah, he's being...
Yeah, I'm sure he's being a little bit forward, and she's probably like, you know, no. But at the same time, he's not talking about, like... Yeah, I just want to fuck your tits with my big horse face and blah, blah, blah. You know, and just whatever, you know.
What is it, my big horse cock? Yeah.
Yeah, then I put my big horse cock between your titties and whatever. Like, just, that shit is not...
This is good.
Okay, well, Beast goes up and he fights with BoJack Horseman.
BoJack Horseman and a TV.
And it's hard because, like, that doesn't... That looks more like a... Just like a monster with big teeth.
He actually looks more like a donkey.
Yeah, maybe, I guess. Maybe the donkey.
So Long Ride is like, hey, what's going on here? Wonder Man's just looking there, being all awesome.
Yeah.
And
he has purple hair, though.
It's the weird coloring
of
his 80s outfit.
Yeah.
He's in his classic turtleneck.
Yeah.
Red jacket. I'm going to cosplay that so hard someday. It's going to be great. So donkey... Donkey Horseman is like, you know, he's in cahoots with Hugo, and then Hugo's like, you know, so he gets Donkey to go away.
Yeah.
Or, you know, BoJack to go away, and then Beast, so then he introduces himself to Beast, and he's like, oh,
yeah, why don't you come be part of my show?
Good show. We'll call it Beauty and the Beast. And Beast gets offended by somebody calling him Beast.
Which is his name.
Which is his name.
And people are laughing, and then, so Beast, who is now wearing clothes.
He's just like Luke Cage, actually.
Yeah, he is. And he, like, pushes this guy up against the wall.
He's just like Luke Cage, and for some reason, Dazzler's dressed like in a wedding dress.
Yeah, she is. This is weird. I don't know.
Yeah.
So he, like, shoves her, and then, like, what happens after this? Like, eventually, like, Beast lets him go, and then Beast is like, come on, Dazzler, but then her powers start going all weird.
Yeah, she starts, like, really illuminating.
And so she runs away. And I don't understand why she runs away.
Because she's just getting, well, she drops her purse, which doesn't come up on anything, and she's just...
Well, I still don't get it. Like, why doesn't she say, like, oh my god, my powers are going crazy? Like, why doesn't she talk to, like, Beast or Wonder Man? Why doesn't she talk to
the manager guy
who was, like, hanging out with her? Like, what?
Because I think what it is going on here is she doesn't really trust these people.
I understand that, but, like, They know she's a mutant.
They know she's a mutant, but she doesn't really. She's right now. She's even though she's like engaged with these folks, she's probably feels very like uncomfortable, and so she's having. It's kind of like, you know, it's like she's breaking out in some sort of light hive, and so she doesn't know what to do. And, you know, she doesn't – Beast is like – she just met Beast.
Yeah.
Beast is like threatening BoJack Horseman and her friend and her manager.
Yeah.
Right? Wonder Man's not doing anything, so she doesn't know Wonder Man.
Right.
So she's not going to talk to him. Her manager is just like – he's kind of the you know, the impetus of some of this stuff maybe. So she doesn't really know what to do. So he – you know, he's kind of – he's telling her like, you know, you got a symbiotic relationship. You know, I can use a girl like your talent. I mean, he's just being really, like, you know,
yeah,
manipulative with her.
Right.
And so she's just like, I can't handle it.
Right.
So she runs off.
Runs off.
She's running through, like, the studio.
Like, all the sound stages. And she's like, ah. Like, she's, like, freaking out, though.
Yeah.
Because don't you – hasn't that happened to her before?
Yeah. Well, I don't know about if this happened to her before.
Not, like, her losing control of her powers, but, like, to the point where she's, like – putting her hands against her head and being like, ah, like freaking out because her powers are working.
I don't know.
I'm like, didn't you create your own light show on stage? Like,
but she doesn't have control over it.
I understand. Yeah, I know, but it still doesn't make sense for me for her to be like running away and be like, ah, because she doesn't have any control over it. Like, go sit in a corner.
But it's like she's having like a breakout on hives, you know?
Yeah, but I don't run around screaming with my hands on my face. I just go, oh, I have to go get to X, Y, and Z place. And I go there. I don't go, ah, I don't even know. I can't see. Ah, like, what the fuck?
Oh, well, you know, drama queen, I okay, guess. I don't know. It's hard to kind of. All
right. Whatever.
You have no sympathy today.
I have no sympathy. No.
You
none.
Are.
No
so,
feelings.
So we go to Wonder Man's
fuck all people.
You're on a roll today.
Am I?
Yes, you are.
Is that what this is?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So
we go to Wonder Man's apartment.
Where he's like got his feet up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonder Man's got, who's in the Palm Court. All right. I can see Wonder Man's house.
Yeah.
And so Beast is standing on his coffee table.
Yeah.
Because he's the Beast and he's not wearing clothes. I don't know if he just runs around. Does he wash those underwear?
I don't know.
It's gross.
Anyways. He must have so many, like, he must just be like, I have to get all the pairs that match my skin. Like, that match my fur.
Yeah, I know. He needs...
Because they're always the same color, at least in this book. They're all blue.
His bag was pretty small that he brought with him. I don't know where
many pairs of underwear. And Luke Cage's clothes that he Luke Cage's borrowed. He was just like, I borrowed Luke Cage's shirt.
Luke Cage is like, sweet Christmas, let me start my clothes. Actually, it would be great if that was a scene where he's just like, sweet Christmas, where's my pants?
That would be great.
So apparently the headline for this paper is Dazzler disappears. She's been gone for a day.
Not even.
Like, not
she
even
left
a day.
Last night.
Like, she like, didn't no, disappear. She just left a party. And
no
there,
one
and
can
and
even report her missing for like another 12 hours. But apparently she's missing.
And apparently it's headline news.
Yeah.
And, what's his face? Underman is just sitting there.
He's like, whatever.
It's funny because he's like just in his white shirt, like he's just broing out.
Yeah.
And he's like drinking a beer. I think he's drinking a beer. Just
sure.
I can't really tell because there's like letters on it. It looks like it says farts.
Can of farts.
He's drinking a can of farts, and he's like, you know, so Beast is like, Beast is like, will you drink a can?
Okay,
of
Okay, if there was a soda called Farts, would you try it?
Depends on what it tasted like.
What if that's just the brand?
If it was like.
And it's just like a picture of a butt.
But if it tastes, but
and it's like
probably not.
It's like orange.
No. You know why? You know why? Because here's the thing. I go to Rocket Fizz, and they'll have like sodas and be like Kitty Piddle or like Alien Drool, and I'm just like, I know it doesn't taste like it's not actually what that is.
Yes.
But I don't want to drink it because I'll just be thinking about that.
I see.
So if I was drinking Wonder Man's brand farts.
Well, okay. What if it was called Farts, but it had a picture of Wonder Man on the bottle?
I would just buy it to collect it. I wouldn't drink. I probably, you know, I would just hold on to it.
Okay.
Because I wouldn't.
Even if it was like orange flavored fart,
and the thing was like suck a fart, you know?
Ew.
That's like, you know, because you ever hear that? Always, why don't you suck a fart on my ass?
Can't say I've ever heard that one.
I'm trying to match your level of rawness.
Now I just feel bad.
No!
So Beast is like, I have to go save Dazzler.
Well, he sends him to the valley, I think. He goes, oh, the village arms. Okay, I thought he sent him to, like, go to the valley. Like, oh,
yeah,
don't go to the valley.
Beast is like, I have to save her. Something is drawing me towards her.
He tells,
oh, Dazzler! Like, basically, he's, like, getting really Dr. Doom.
Well, the next part is actually very Dr. Doom as well.
Yeah.
Because he sends him to BoJack Horseman's house.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I think BoJack Horseman lives in this place. I've seen that rocker jerk at the Village Arms, Wonder Man says. Like, so apparently Wonder Man, I don't know. Just
Wonder Man is aware of all the apartments in LA.
He's aware of all the horse-like beings.
Maybe.
Horsemen that live in the, where they live. So
he just follows people around.
He's
like, where does this horse guy live? Oh, Village Arms, cool.
He's like, oh, that guy lives there. Hey, that person lives there.
He's Google before there was Google. He just asked Wonder Man for directions. Wonder Man. Is that part of his power?
That he's a living Google?
Yeah, that he's like a living Google. That was like when we went on Comics and you described all of his powers, you left out that he was a living Google.
Yes, yes. I also left out that he can grow his own bullets.
No, you mentioned that.
Oh, I did. We did talk about that. Okay, yeah. Yeah, that was very important. He's also like a phone book. You know, he knows where all... Oh, he's a phone book for horsemen only.
Oh, I see.
He only knows where the horse people, so he knows where BoJack Horseman lives and this guy lives.
Cool.
And so
is that BoJack Horseman's cousin?
Yeah, Steve Horseman.
Steve Horseman.
Steve Bob Horseman.
Steve Bob.
Anyway, so he goes to we go to BoJack Horseman's place.
And he breaks in.
So but here's the thing. So BoJack though apparently has
horse sculptures.
He apparently lives in an apartment, but he's got, like, this giant balcony.
Yeah.
I don't know what he does. No, wait. We find out what he does.
Yeah.
And he's just walking around.
In a bathrobe.
In a bathrobe. Look, and he's just like, best thing for my hangover is to look at my sculptures.
Not food. Everybody else gets a greasy breakfast food.
Don't drink wet water.
No water. No hair of the dog. None of that.
You can lead a horse to water, but if you want him to get his hangover... You can't get him to, but you can't make him drink because he needs to look at his sculptures, get over his hangover.
So like him and Dr. Doom get along. So like, look at all, like, you have your As Seen on TV museum, and I have collected all the pogs, and I'm just going to look at them.
Actually, all of his statues are horse-based.
I know.
Have you noticed that? He has, like, a centaur, and then he has, like, a bunch of, like, you know, knights and shit. So Beast is like, fuck your horse
place. Fuck your horse face. All your horse sculptures, and then they fight.
So they fight, and this guy's like, "Look, I'm a professional fighter. I don't know for what.
I'm in MMA.
He's in the MMA horse. He's in Bella Horse. He's in Bella Horse, or MMA he's in the Ultimate Fighting, the ultimate Farm Fighting Championships, where they have." Pork Lesnar and this guy. That's
Ronda
it.
Ruffy.
Ronda
Ruffy.
Roofy.
Ruff.
Whatever. Oh god. Okay. I need to create this horse based lead this
In your game,
farm-based league of UFC fighters, so I can. I'll be thinking about this all day.
Oh man,
this is great!
I can't wait.
I wish I had some real comedy talent to do this.
But like real artistic talent. Real
yeah, no, like I need like a Doug Benson here to be like, hey, what about blah blah? You know,
yeah.
Like this would be a great hashtag on at midnight. Yes. Be like UFC farm fighters, like. Pork Lesnar.
The problem is, I don't know. Oh, geez, do they have to have a fighter name? I don't know any fighters.
Well, no, you have to have a fighter. They wouldn't have to be UFC guys, but they could be just fighters. You know, like,
yeah, I got nothing.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah, because we don't really know. I mean, I could maybe try to think of wrestlers.
Moo Tyson.
Mike Tyson Chicken.
Good job, man.
That's a good one. Oh, man, I would get so many points.
There you go. Points.
Points.
Too many points for that one.
So.
Better than Moo Tyson.
So. Moo Tyson. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, I try. I'll never get invited on At Midnight. That's okay.
They would just escort you off.
Yeah.
You'd be like, "That's him, Moo Tyson."
And then
all right, like, here, let's stop here. Just like you would just
be cut away. Like they would cut away. Two giant men come and just pick me up.
And he's like, and they wouldn't edit the show. You'd be in the beginning. And then they would just replace you with like Jen Kirkman or something.
No, they would just replace me with like a mannequin with like a brown wig. There would be no difference.
Oh, this is a good show.
This is the best show.
I like how this is turning out. Who would have thought End of Century would bring us such joy?
Oh.
This is the first time it's ever happened to her.
This is true.
In their comic book career.
This is true.
Anyways, so
Fight.
They're fighting in this horse den. Jesus Christ.
And, like, eventually Beast wins.
Well, no, we also go to the beach.
Yeah, Dazzler was at the beach.
Dazzler's at the beach in her wedding dress, and she's just her.
She's like, I'm going to drown myself.
She's just all this light.
I guess. Or I'm going to water. Like, maybe the water will make my light go away. Like, she's a fucking candle. I don't know.
She just, like, collapses and
I
stuff.
I don't know if that's the thing. I thought she was, like, walking into the water.
Here's the thing.
To kill herself.
Here's the thing. So people are like, Dazzler disappears. And like, just look for the giant woman that's radiating
like,
light.
How can you not see her? She's like a fucking spotlight.
She walked out of a party and walked through Hollywood to get to the beach.
Yeah.
To collapse on the beach. You mean to tell me that you could not find her in the 24 hours that you decided to write a headline saying that she is missing?
Yeah, I know. It's a.
Are these cops? Is this Gotham?
Yes.
Because these cops are awful. If somebody was like, I think Dazzler's missing, it's like, oh, no, there she is. She's burning up my retinas.
Yeah. You would think.
This truly is an Anna Santi book, though.
Mm-hmm.
I think we figured it out. This doesn't make any sense. I'm going to have her sign this if I ever meet her.
Yeah. So, like, Dazzler's like, I'm just going to put a bunch of rocks in my pockets and, like, walk into the ocean so I die.
Wait, did she put rocks in her pockets?
No.
Oh, I missed that. I was like, she's wearing a dress, first of all. And she's just shoving them down her shirt.
Yeah, death.
Jesus Christ.
And I'm trying to remember, there was a woman who did that. Oh, God.
Oh. Sounds like a cheer. Are you looking up rocks in your pockets?
No, I'm...
Ugh.
Let's see.
So Beast is just like, I like that girl. I'm going to find her and help her. And BoJack Horseman's like, get bent.
Yeah.
And then, like, she collapses. Anyway, so Dazzler collapses on a beach. And then some, like, gypsies find her.
Yeah.
And then, like, this guy in a top hat that Hugo sent after her to watch her is, like, watching her. Apparently he just kind of walked behind her the whole time.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you can't find Dazzler. No, we'll look for the illuminescent woman being followed by Dr. Moriarty. So. Or Dr.
Yeah, but she's, like, saved by, like, I don't know, ocean bums?
Yeah, she's saved by ocean gypsies.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. This is a fucked up book.
Yeah.
I can't wait to read the rest of these. So Beast and BoJack are fighting.
Oh, it was Virginia Woolf.
Oh, she walked in with rocks in her pants?
Yes. On March 28th, 1941, Wolf put on her overcoat, filled his pockets with stones, and walked into the water. I couldn't remember. I was like, it's one of them. It wasn't. I know Plath killed herself, but that was with her head in the oven.
Yeah, that was the oven.
I was just trying to remember how. I was like, one of them did it. Which one was it? Virginia Woolf.
All the great writers.
Yep.
That's how you become famous. You just do something really
crazy. You gotta fill your coat with rocks and walk into the fucking
ocean. You gotta fill your coat with rocks and jump in the oven.
Yeah.
So,
or you know, sit in an oven and be thrown into the water. Yes. Do both. That's how you top that shit. Somebody put you into an oven.
Put me in a giant microwave and then throw me in the ocean. Like it's fucking Double Dare or some
also
shit.
Also put rocks in it.
Put me in this rock microwave. Have the rock throw this microwave at me, and then I will fall in the ocean. That's how I want to die.
Okay, I'm going to get in this microwave, and the rock is going to throw me in the ocean.
Oh, that's right. Okay. So I want the rock to throw. I want you to put me in this. So I want you to put me in this giant microwave.
Me in a microwave, and then the rock will throw me into the ocean. And that's how I'm going
to. So you'd have to be in a giant microwave? Or would you have to
You could put me in an oven.
Would you have to be shrunk down? Because you have to fit your whole body in there.
Well, you could probably break me in a bunch of, just break my body. Because I'm going to die anyway. Or maybe you can give me one of those, industrial ones that they use in,
like a pizza oven.
Yeah.
But, a little bit bigger.
Just a regular oven. Take out all the racks. I could fit in there.
You think the rock could throw that?
I think the rock... I would be surprised if the rock couldn't throw that. I assume the rock can throw anything.
Would Vin Diesel help?
Well, Vin Diesel can, if we've learned from Fast 7, that he can lift a car.
Oh, that's right.
So,
yeah. Well, then they should totally be able to hit.
Well, that's what I figure. I mean, the Rock should be able to throw an oven. If Vin Diesel could lift a car, the Rock
instead
could
throw an oven. Not resuscitate, can we have it in your will? Where it says, instead of resuscitating
is
me,
that
please.
What's going on? Instead of a DNR, I've got a rock oven throwing order.
Instead of resuscitating, please, at any point, if I'm not able to control my facilities, please take my body.
Yeah.
And then put me in an oven.
Yes.
A human sized oven. And then take that oven and then have the Rock and Vin Diesel throw it into the ocean.
Yes.
Okay.
Please. Because I really want to up Virginia Woolf and Sylvia Plath.
Yeah, yeah. Because fuck Virginia Woolf, fuck Sylvia Plath, bunch of lightweights. I will be a and the last sentence is, I will be a famous writer. Signed, Jen.
Yeah, that sounds fun. It's a way to go. Remember me. Remember that Futurama where Bender built that robot? Yes. It just yelled remember me and breathed fire.
No, is it something does it remember me?
It does. It says remember me and then fire and then just because he wanted to be remembered after he was dead. So he became a ruling god or something.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's good. Anyways, so anyways, back to the book.
Oh yeah, we're still doing that.
So Beast and BoJack Horseman are having a fight.
Yeah, and Beast
fucking—he
tries to strangle this motherfucker with a phone cord.
He tries to strangle with the phone cord, and then but at the same time, he's like,
your employer.
He's strangling with the same phone cord that he's asking this guy, Horseman, to call Hugo.
Yeah,
and to basically get the address of where the guy is being is trailing her.
Yes,
trailing
Dazzler.
He's being a complete shit.
Yeah.
In this book, it kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Because I like Beast, and then he jumps out the window.
Yeah. Who doesn't open it? He jumps out a closed window.
He jumps out the window and lands on somebody's car.
Look, there's glass flying and shit. He just I'm not even gonna bother opening this shit. He just jumped out a fucking window.
Well, no, he's got to get out because he's in a hurry to get out of there.
Yeah, but didn't he just come in the balcony? The door should still be open.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Nope, got to break another window.
Remember me, jump.
It's I saw Batman do this. Batman always breaks windows.
And then he goes
I'm surprised there's any windows left in Gotham.
And then he goes to the hotel where this house is.
Yeah, apparently it's somewhere at the end of a cliff.
Some creepy
ass. And instead of knocking on the door, he just knocks the door down.
Yeah, he goes to the Heartbreak Hotel. The literal Heartbreak Hotel.
Yeah. And there's a woman being why'd you break my door down?
Yeah, yes. Which actually is pretty great because she's hey.
What?
My door?
And he's hey, I'm looking for this thing. And then I don't know, I'm assuming is a criminal child because he's wearing striped pajamas.
The Boy in the Striped Pajamas. That was a movie.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, wasn't that a Holocaust movie?
Yeah, this is a kid.
Oh, hey. Good. Good to see you still getting work.
This was his first role.
This
is how he got the role in that movie.
Does he live at the Oakwoods?
He was at the Oakwoods. He's been waiting for, he was waiting for 20 years to get noticed again for this comic book.
Anyways. She's like sitting in front of the door where his ass is like illuminated.
Okay, but this is funny. So she runs in and Beast is like, and she's like, "Hey, my door." And he's like, "I'm looking for a woman." She's like, "Ah, no. You want some coffee?"
Yeah, she's like, "No women here."
Pure Descenti right here, by the way.
Oh, yeah, no.
This is, and so then the kid's like, and so the kid's sitting by the door.
And his ass is glowing.
And his ass is glowing. He's like, "That door's glowing." He's like, "No, it's not." He's like, "What? What are you talking about?" He's like, "I'm looking for a woman that's got light." And he opens it up, and then Dazzler's on, like, in her wedding dress, in the throat, you know, just...
In her glow throws.
In her glow throws, and he's
She's like, "I look terrible." I'm like, okay.
Which means
that... You're trying to drown yourself!
Again, pure Descenti.
Yeah, well, who
she's
cares?
Like, yeah, because you guys, I saw that too. She's like, "I must look horrible." I'm like...
Who cares? You have lost all control of your power, like, to the point where you almost died on a beach. Why the fuck do you care how good you look?
And she's like, it's not like her face is exploding or anything. She still looks like
Dazzler. Like Dazzler. She's just glowing.
She's wearing her wedding dress and she's glowing. And then
Beast is like, "I will save you, Dazzler. Dazzler!"
Yeah, basically. And he's like, "I don't know, but I must save you." And then that's it. Heartbreak, Mill, Hotel Misfits, Underground Mutants, and more. Mm. That is the next issue of... because this is the end of Beauty and the Beast, number one, from December 1984. Mm-hmm. Would you read the next issue of this?
Well, because it's only a four-issue series, I probably would.
Yeah, I probably would.
Just because I know...
Well, I'm definitely... I own it.
I'm gonna you do?
Okay. I got one, two, and three, and I couldn't find four, so I'll never know how it ends.
Oh, we'll find it one day.
One day.
We'll find it in, like, 2 years, like, in the bottom of someone's, you know, crappy, dusty box.
Some guy's like, "Oh, I was just going to burn this in front of you, but..."
You're like, "I need this for fuel." And they're like, "No, I want to read it."
I'll put this in the microwave and have the rock thrown in the ocean.
Can we just, like, tweet at the rock and ask him if he's able to throw certain things in the ocean and be like, "Rock, could you..."
"Rock, I've mended my will. Please approve."
"Could you throw this into the ocean?" Yes.
He might apply. He might oblige. So, the rock seems the kind of guy that might just be like, you know, he'd be
if
like...
"If I tied myself to a boulder, could you throw it in the ocean? And if the boulder weighed X amount, could you throw it in the ocean?"
Okay. So you know where we're going here, Rock. Okay. So this goes on for 3 hours. I ask these questions.
He's like, "I'm going to come throw you in the ocean if you don't stop tweeting at me." I'm like, "Yeah, it's victory."
Just one day, the Rock just comes and goes, "Ah!"
I'm like, "I'm such an honor to meet you."
I hope it's one day where I'm just hanging out at Manhattan Beach and the Rock just happens to be there, and he's like, "Hang on, that guy looks like the guy from Twitter." And I just like, and we're right by the ocean, and he's like, "You want to go in now?" And he's just
like, and you're like, "This is the best."
He's like, "This is what I've always wanted." Thank you, Rock.
Of course, you wouldn't drown, so you just went back to ocean.
I don't know. I might, if I fall off.
You just went back to and be like, "That was the best thing that ever happened to me."
The Rock just threw me off the ocean because you just went mad. Because you know, The Rock has a temper, as you've seen in Ballers, he gets hit back in the head with a football.
Yeah, I should have thrown that guy in the ocean.
Yes, he should have. Oh God, why didn't it happen?
Why isn't that happening?
Why wasn't that a scene happen where he just went fuck it? He just chased down the kid that threw the football, just gorilla pressed him into the ocean.
Yeah. Oh my God, can there be a scene next season where he throws Rob Corddry into the ocean?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, I can only hope.
Can be right. How can I get out of that writer's room?
How can we get into these writer's rooms?
I got ideas.
Someone call us.
Just run in and sink. I got ideas, The Rock's like.
He throws everything in the ocean. Just run back out.
He throws Rock Corddry in the ocean. Okay, bye.
$70,000, please. Run, run, run.
Just running out with stacks of money.
Yeah. Yay. Like, that kid's got ideas.
That's how Hollywood works. You run in with ideas and they just give you money. Just run out with money spilling everywhere.
I'm assuming that's how Gotham's written.
Yes, exactly. Just throw stacks of cash at people. They go, "Give us ideas." Like, Alfred slaps everybody. Yay!
Great. Slap, slap, slap. Slap, slap, slap. Slap, slap, slap.
Also, Dana should slap, slap, joint.
Slap, slap, joint.
It's a good show.
Oh, what a show.
No.
All right.
This is a good show. It's like this show. This is a good show.
This is a great show.
Anyways. It's a
nightmare.
That's it for our show this week.
Oh, we are so amusing ourselves. I hope everybody else
finds this amusing. I find it funny.
Yeah, it's fucking hilarious. It's great. It's a good show. You could find me on Twitter at AngryHeroSean, S-H-A-W-N. That's my Instagram. Also my Tumblr, theangryhero.tumblr.com. What about you?
I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram, jenstansfield.tumblr.com, and jenstansfield.wordpress.com.
And, yeah, of course, SideshowNetwork.tv is where you can find all the fine podcasts here on Sideshow Network. Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Podcast. We have the Jillian Michaels Show. Mm-hmm. We have our show. We have hashtag DayFails. We got all sorts of great stuff. So you can check that out. SideshowNetwork.tv, iTunes. Please rate and subscribe our show on iTunes. Tell a friend. That usually ends up working a lot. And thank you for all the fans. Our buddy Nick Jones.
Yeah, absolutely.
In Boston. He's been very gracious to us.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for putting up with us. And that goes to everybody. Thank you for putting up with us.
Wait till he gets up. I don't think he's up to this episode yet.
I don't know. We'll find out.
Yeah. he'll tell us. Anyways, well, thank you for listening, folks. And we will talk to you next time.
Bye.